What about the South Park Naggers episode?
Oh.
I challenge anyone to say that's not what they were thinking when they saw that. Anyone says that's not what they're thinking, they're full of crap. Podsmack. I'm Dan Balboni.
Joe Jones.
And we are without Shannon Cooley this week. She had some things to take care of, I guess.
Yeah, where's she slacking off at?
Well, I wouldn't call it slacking. Apparently she's got to make lunch or something for like 20 people today.
That's it?
That's it.
Man, get some bologna sandwiches and call it a day.
I love me some bologna.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, I will say I can only eat the cheap bologna.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. That's like when it comes
to... The Wonder Bar. That's the only yeah. one I can eat. For some reason, every other bologna just tastes nasty to
me. Even like the Oscar Mayer bologna? That's cheap. I mean, you find it in...
Well, I draw the line here. I can't buy a prepackaged. I have it sliced in deli.
Now, that's like super cheap when it's already prepackaged. Like with me with like turkey. I can only eat the processed turkey. I can't eat the real turkey.
Like,
it has to be like processed, like at the school lunch turkey.
Oh, jeez. That's nasty, Joe.
Yep, if I eat like somebody's carving a turkey, a real...
Like a Thanksgiving turkey,
yeah,
you can't eat that?
I can't eat. I'm like, ah.
You want like a turkey product?
Yeah, that's what I... Turkey-based.
Turkey-like meat. Oh, but no tofurkey.
No way.
All right, just checking because... You have been in Connecticut a little long, Joe. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
Stage that intervention for you.
Well, I'm still in northern Connecticut. It's almost Mass.
By the way, first time ever, I went by Joe's apartment yesterday, and he doesn't have speed bumps in this parking lot. He has walls. My God, I'm going to have to send you a bill now.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can kind of maybe go through the beginning spiel where we beg people to enter our contest. We still don't have enough entries yet to make it worthwhile, people.
It's only been a month and a half and still can't get five people.
Oh, God. Maybe I'll have to post a question on the website or something.
Yeah.
But the question, again, is what is the name of the dance Ed Lover performed on Yo MTV Raps? And I'm making it easy. I'm not asking for the name of the song he danced to, just the name of the dance. You can Google it. Not difficult.
It's a tough one.
We also have an update in the King of the Course competition between Joe and myself. Do I want to... Maybe I'll let Joe give his take what happened, and then I'll explain what the treachery that really happened was.
Once again, I dominated, you know. Dan is just no match for me. Psyched him out mentally before we even started, you know.
All right, we're going to stop right there. Now, we mentioned earlier, Joe and I are in a golf league together. We're on the same team, but we're playing one hole against each other every week to see who is the king of the course. Now, I had struck blood the first week with my domination of the first hole we play. Then Joe countered the second week. So we go and tied this week, and we're in a tight match. And Joe and I both hit errant tee shots in basically the same location. So we go over, and there's a little bit of water up ahead. And I asked Joe to spot me about how far is it to the water? Because we're still in a tight match, and obviously we want to win our match first. So he gives me a yardage number, so I pick a club that I can lay up with. And wouldn't you know it, lands straight in the water. Does not bounce. Lands perfectly in the water. And we're talking about maybe five feet apart.
Yeah,
5 feet wide stream. I think it was pure design. And Joe safely lays up and then is able to make a third shot and then eventually win the hole. Which I don't think he needed that treachery the way I was playing last week. But, so I had,
Well, the distance I get... See, you went down the long way of the ravine.
Don't make any excuses, Joe.
I thought you were coming closer, so that's why I gave you that distance.
No excuses. However, I had, since Shannon's not here, I had my much better half put the hole that we are to play this week in a sealed envelope. I am going to let Joe now open this envelope. I have not seen it.
What are we on the back?
Back.
Let's see. Let's see. Which one am I good at in the back?
And she put, I told her not to put 11 down because we already played 11.
Yeah.
So let's see if she listened to me. This is the ultimate test for...
Should I give some dead air first so you can edit that?
Oh, I know where it is.
All right. Hole number 15.
Hole number 15. Which one's that? Is that... Ooh, that's the par 3 over the water.
Is it? Yeah, that is. Yeah. Great.
I parted last time we played, Joe.
I've never been good. I think 5 is my best on that one.
Yes. I'll have to think.
I'll step my game up.
You know what? I know why she picked that.
Why?
5's her favorite number, and that's the only one that would add a 5 in it.
Oh.
I'm guessing. All right. Now that we got that settled.
I'm going to make a note.
Joe's going to make a note. And right now the score is 4-2.
Yep.
Okay. Now we kind of are going to try this as we're kind of freeballing this episode, if you will. without Shannon, I am kind of deferring some of our topics till she's around. So, and by the way, Joe, have you ever freeballed it?
All the time. I freeballed it playing rugby.
Did you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. I had the tight ass nut hugger rugby shorts that we wore, but I had some other like mesh shorts.
Well, underneath. No, but that ain't free ball. I'm talking just letting it just flow, just pants or.
Oh no! I mean, I'm too scared to do that.
I had to do it once in college.
Would you have an accident or something?
No, I didn't have any underwear.
Oh.
I didn't have my underwear. I had like a first class in the morning. When I had to be up like at 7:30.
Yep.
I'm looking around, no clean underwear, no clean shorts.
Well, it is tough when you're in college. You don't have any money to do laundry.
Just threw on my overalls and went. That's when I was still rocking my overalls.
Wow.
That was freshman year.
Yeah, all right.
And you had to be careful when you're doing that with zipping.
That's why I'm too scared to do it.
That's why you got to be real careful.
I could only do it with like a pair of mesh shorts or something.
But that's not real. You know, that ain't real commando style.
Nah, anything with zippers, nope, forget it.
What if you had button flies?
I just don't like button flies because I like wait. Yeah, I wait till the last minute to go to the bathroom when I sit there.
Imagine if you had to take a real bag, like you got a case of the green apple trots or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And I know with me, I don't know if I should get into a story. I got a horrible, horrible story. This is bad.
We don't hold back here on.
You'll never look at me the same way, Joe.
I probably already know what this story
is. No, this one I kept secret.
Doesn't involve the woods?
No. This is post woods. There's only like one person knows what happened.
And now?
But if you want, I will share it.
Yeah, so now three people.
Let me make the mark right here.
In case you
chicken
out.
So now I know where I can delete it. So
yeah.
I got that pause there that's of silence. I can see where it is. All right. As I've gotten older, when I go, like, I go out to eat, a clock has now started about how quickly I need to get to a bathroom after I'm done eating. And usually, in the past, it's only been certain foods like lactose intolerance. So if I ever had, like, ice cream or chocolate, you know, something like that, I would have to hurry up. But I didn't realize as I got older, more foods would be doing this to me. So I'm not going to say when or where this was, but... Perhaps me and someone else went out to eat, and then we went to see a movie afterwards. And so we're sitting in the theater, and I had to save the seat because this person had to go to the bathroom. And all of a sudden, I get this rumbling in my stomach. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting because, you know, we got our jackets there and stuff, and I can't leave it there. And I'm, like, waiting. And finally, I get to the point where I'm just like, fuck this. And I'm going to have to curse because this is just bad. I know I said we try QPG. This is good. There might be some profanities coming out of me at this point. Literally. So I start walking down to leave the theater, and at this point, I know I'm screwed.
Yep.
I mean, you ever have to do that walk where you're like super clenched?
You
can't walk fast because walking fast only makes it worse.
Yep.
So I get out into the lobby, and this was like the main lobby. And there's bathrooms in the main lobby, and there's bathrooms down in the side hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the past, I know I don't want to go to the bathroom in the main lobby because...
If
you try to go there, there's always someone just... They just screw it up. So, but at this point, I'm desperate. So I go in there and take the turn. I look in there. Someone threw like a popcorn container and a cup.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, what the hell am I going to do now? So I was like, all right, screw it. I try making it down to the hall. I only make it halfway across the lobby. And my, no lie, my sphincter just gives out. And I'm like, oh, crap. So now my walk has changed. It's a different walk.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that I was wearing boxer briefs, it would have been a huge problem. If it was boxers or tidy whities, I would have been screwed.
Yeah.
Luckily, boxer briefs and baggy pants saved me. So now I got a different little walk going. I get into the bathroom. There's no one in the bathroom, so I'm just like, basically just take my pants off.
Yeah. Of
underwear's just gone.
Yeah, it's, of course. Did you try to flush it?
No. Worse. I tossed it in the waste paper towel basket. I felt so bad about that. So I'm cleaning myself up. All of a sudden, I get a text on my phone. Where am I? Turns out the person when I was with, the reason why they took so long is they went into the wrong theater, sat there, didn't know where I was, and didn't realize until they, because we were seeing a 3D movie.
Yep.
Didn't realize that they were in the wrong theater until they realized no one else had 3D glasses. So I get back. Luckily, no damage to the jeans. Like I said, those boxer briefs really saved my ass on that one. And I'm like, get back, and I tell the person I'm with, I'm like, this is just like the worst day ever. And we managed to sit through the movie, like I said. But that was just bad. I feel bad for the person who had to clean up.
I know.
But I'm not mentioning the theater. I know you probably know which theater it is.
I don't.
I'm not going to say which one it was, but you should know. What's the theater? Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
What's the theater that has...
But yeah, that was just horrendous.
Did they renovate it? Where they closed four of them? And the other ones are just across the street?
Yeah. I mean, really, if you're in our area, there's really only one theater you go to. I mean, there's a couple others, but I would say probably 80% of the people go to this one theater. Especially if you want to see the movies when they first come out.
Yep.
And, that was just...
What movie was it? Do you remember?
I don't even want to tell you what movie it was.
Oh, it must have been awful then.
Rango? You know which movie that was? The cartoon lizard
movie? Yeah.
We like the cartoon movies, okay?
I like some cartoon movies, but...
Oh, God, that was bad. So I don't always get to choose the movies.
This is true.
You know, for every four, I get one.
Yeah, but at least you like a lot.
Oh, God. So, yeah. So, that was probably one of the...
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And I'll probably have to delete that out.
Why? Man, that's good. That's,
that's gold. That's comedy gold. Dane craps his pants in the theater. Yeah. Has to throw them in the freaking trash.
Oh, man. Maybe we'll get more listeners.
More likely to be like, man, those sick bastards.
Yeah.
Or what? The one person that... One of the people... The room, that was him? All right, so I'll give you a choice. I have off the news. I came up with an a-hole of the week for us.
Yep.
Or we can go to WTF news stories.
Let's see this a-hole of the week.
Oh, you'll like this one, Joe.
Way to go, a-hole!
People are a-holes.
Florida woman Anna Maria Moretta had a mobile home and septic tank demolished with, like, you know, bulldozer or whatever. Had someone come and do it.
Yep.
Only problems, it was her neighbors and not hers.
Oh.
Apparently, she thought the neighbor did something to her car and did it because of that. And she felt her neighbors were unsavory and that she was doing a favor to the rest of the neighborhood by having that done. $25,000 worth of damage.
Jeez.
She was arrested.
Yeah. She should be.
but I would say that would have to qualify.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been so mad at a neighbor that you wanted to do something, but...
Yeah, you want to do something, but you don't act on it.
I mean, the worst thing I could do is to a neighbor is let my dog go over there and crap in
his
dog. And between you and me, I have one neighbor I do that to. No. No, well, not that one. No, this one here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, this guy, the guy I'm next to me here, he doesn't keep his dog on his leash. He just lets him out and runs and lets him crap wherever he wants.
Oh, all right.
And he makes a joke about the fact because he sees me picking up my dog's poop. He goes, oh, what are those bags for? And he goes, ha, 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 ha. I was like, all right, bet. Because I know his dog comes over here on our side. So I'm like, all right, Miko, oh, you got to go over there? Go.
Yep. In fact, what you should do.
I was thinking about doing it myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, put it on the steps.
You know what? That reminds me, because they haven't caught the guy yet, I had another candidate for A-Hole of the Week. I'm just going to, because you mentioned that, there's a guy in Houston. That they caught a video of him. They still don't know who it is. Apparently, he's been crapping on people's lawns and driveways in his neighborhood, and I guess he did one guy six times. And it's between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. And they got a picture of him.
Yeah.
And so I guess someone's security can't pick it up, but that's messed up.
Yeah, why would you do that? I'm like trying to justify it, but I'm like.
Well, so people have heard like they're doing that, like, you know, someone lets their animal just crap all over the yard, they might want to get them back, but that's just. How do you explain that if you get caught?
Though? I know.
Guy comes out or pulls into the driveway, you're sitting there squatting in his freaking front yard.
I know.
There's no explanation. Yep. You'd be like, sorry. I mean, you can't even say you're sorry because you know you're not. Yeah, I was going for a run. I couldn't make it home.
And your driveway looks so inviting.
All right. Well, like I said, well... Joe and I did an episode, a couple episodes that never aired. One, we did a throwback episode where we talked about some things about 1984, and that episode never made it on. So I figured I would throw out some trivia from
that. Was
that
like our second episode or something?
That actually would have been our third episode, because our first episode didn't air.
No,
because
audio.
Because your audio sucked, and I couldn't stop cussing. And then we did our year in review, and then we did this episode, because we were going to do an 84 and a 94.
Oh, that's right.
So, and I listened to the 84, and I was having trouble salvaging certain things. Nope, wasn't Joe's fault. It's definitely all my fault. I will say that right now.
Of course.
All right, I'm going to give you a first trivia. 1984, that was the Miss America scandal with Vanessa Williams. Her pictures appeared, her naked photos of her appeared in which magazine, Joe? Playboy, Penthouse, or Hustler?
Oh, it's a multiple choice. Yes. I got to go. Vanessa Williams? I'm going to have to go Playboy since she's classy. I can't see her in, like, Hustler. With a freaking male reproductive organ in her face. Or, what's the other one? Penthouse. Penthouse is actually trying to...
I'll have to look this back up because I didn't write down the answer. I know which one it's not. It's one of the other two I'm not sure about.
I'm going to go with Playboy.
I'm going to let you know it wasn't Playboy.
Nah?
The Heft turned it down.
Wow.
Let me just check real quick.
It can't be Hustler.
I think it might be Hustler.
Hustler's bad, man. For Vanessa Williams?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like she was taking the pictures for the magazine. It's some guy took the pictures and sold them for the magazine.
I thought she was modeling for the magazine.
Do you think something like that?
Well, I thought about, you know, way back in her younger days. Oh, it could be Hustler then if it was some guy just selling them.
Arguably one of the most beautiful women of all time. not now currently, but seriously, Joe.
You know how they do when they get started. Whatever it takes.
Well, they were supposed to be art photos.
Yep.
Let's see if I can... No, it was Penthouse. And Hugh Hefner turned him down. And by the way, a little piece of trivia. That magazine is illegal to own.
He told me before.
Tracy Lords was the centerfold, and she was underage, so now it's child porn to own that magazine. So that's one good thing, I guess, that worked out for Vanessa Williams. You can't even if you had it as a collection, you can't even sell that.
I know.
I want to see if someone can get actually arrested for having that. Could you imagine, like, over someone's house, if you were a cop, and some guy was like, say you're over for a poker night, and the guy's being a dick, and takes all your money. And it's like, oh, by the way, look at this, I got that 84. You're like, oh. Come back the next day, put him in cuffs.
Yep.
I guess that would make you a dick, though, if you did that. So, moving on. You want to do some WTF news?
Yeah, let's do that.
You want to tell people what WTF means, or is it just...
I think everybody kind of knows what it is.
All right. This one is very odd. I want to get your take. This is about art, Joe.
And about art?
Yes, and you seem like to be the artistic type.
Yes, you know.
There was a performance artist in France that got arrested for sexual exhibitionism. You want to know what his performance art was?
I'm going to guess.
No, you don't even have any clue.
Oh, alright. I'm going to say jerking off in public or something like that.
That would probably be more understandable than what he actually ended up doing.
All right.
He dressed in a corset, high heels, red long gloves, a feather headdress, and then took a ribbon and tied it to a rooster and then tied the ribbon to his penis. It was dancing in the plaza by the Eiffel Tower. He had stated after he was arrested, "If I am found guilty, I will see it as a failure of French justice." And then finally, the other statement he made is, "The authorities had no understanding of what art is or what performance is."
You guys just can't see my vision.
I don't know about you, Joe. I may not know art, but I know what I like. Yo. You ask me, the guy with the big orange afro who painted the trees in the morning, that's art.
Yo.
That's performance art. And I can enjoy that. I don't know what I'm thinking about some guy, meth, crack, I don't know.
Oh, he's on something, yeah.
Apparently this isn't his first. He calls it a public intervention. So I don't know what he was trying to demonstrate there other than the fact that he's nuts.
Yeah.
And then kill. Nico,
kill.
Stop it. All right. And I have one more article that was really screwed up. Came across. It's a turkey. Dateline Turkey.
Dateline
Turkey. Turkey. This happened in Turkey. There was one of these shows where you go on. It's like a dating show or like a guy looking for a wife.
All right.
And apparently...
Don't they just get assigned wives?
This is Turkey, Joe. We've already offended Canada. I'm pretty sure we offended Germany. Yeah. Now we're working on Turkey. Yeah. Is there any other countries we need to offend now?
We gotta get them all.
By the way, I am a fan of Canada. Love Montreal. Except in the winter. It sucks in the winter.
Canada, they don't even have real bacon.
They have... You got a problem with Canadian bacon, Joe?
That's ham slices.
Which, by the way, was a fine movie.
The movie.
A nice Canadian documentary, yep. As I like to call it.
Yeah, it seemed about right.
Oh, God. Yep. The one line where they talk about, you know... no minorities in Canada, and the guy goes, "How come?" He goes, "No slavery." They're like, "Damn them!" The Canadian Bureau of the CIA. It's just this one guy with a little desk. Oh God! All right, back to Turkey.
Yep.
He's on a dating website, and apparently, while he's doing the interview with the host, he reveals to the fact that he killed his ex-wife because she irritated him, and then killed his girlfriend. Because she, he thought she stole from him.
Yeah.
So much for background.
Yeah.
he was thrown off the show after revealing it on air.
And they just threw him out? They didn't, arrest him or anything?
Apparently, he got some type of amnesty or what. I don't know Turkish law.
Yeah.
Although, it does sound like you can kill at least two people.
I know. Probably, just because you feel like it.
Probably similar to Florida.
Yeah. This is true.
Stand your ground.
Yeah.
Or depending, quote,
unquote, stand your ground.
Or depending how that case goes in South Africa.
Yeah.
Is he going to get off, you think?
I don't think so.
No.
All right.
We're talking about
because it's just a judge. There's no jury trials down there, so
you never want to let. I don't know how DAs let things go to jury trials.
Yeah.
And by the way, before you know, this would have been in our 1994 episode. I would have talked about OJ and
that stuff.
I can see how the jury acquitted on there because that case was just screwed.
Yep.
The DA screwed that up.
Yeah. The prosecution.
Oh
killed
my
it.
God, that was just awful. And why they let him try those gloves on.
Yep.
That is stupid.
Well, this guy's innocent, so, you know.
Yeah. You believe that one, Joe? You can say that with a straight face.
He was acquitted by a jury of his peers.
So they were all killers too. That would be the first thing. If you're going to put me on trial, I want a jury of my peers. Yeah.
It's old 80-year-old white women.
Oh, Lord. So, all right. Before we go too far off the rails, that's going to happen anyways. So that's all I have for my WTF news this week. I didn't have a lot of time. I was working on some interesting throwback topics, but they were, would have, because Shannon also has a 6-year-old, or he's 10, 9 now. So
why not get there's a big difference.
Yeah. All the little kids look alike to me. Yeah. That's what happens when you get old. Yeah. 6, 9, 18, just stay away from my daughter. I don't have a daughter, but but yeah, no, so some of the things would have been tied in, the throwback would be tied in with kids, so I would have had you, because you have a daughter who's even a little older now. A lot older now.
Yeah, a lot older.
But you would have had some interesting insights, so
we're going to hold off on that.
So, again, we can talk about maybe some of the stuff we were doing in our 1984 show. Let me get my list out here. This was actually pretty, now that I'm looking back at this, it was pretty bad.
Was it?
Well, it was more of like, you know what the idea I want to do? Have you ever seen that show on VH1, I Love the 80s?
No.
You never seen
it? I don't watch those channels, MTV, VH1. Well, because they don't play music.
Well, that's why I watched it.
Actually, they played music?
No.
Oh, but they were just talking about the 80s?
Yeah, they would talk about, like, they would pick a year, and they would talk about, like, you know, what music was big, what movies, and they would just kind of, you know, goof on stuff, like the toys that were being, you know, out there, and, you know, different things like that. That's what my idea was, is like, oh, we can kind of do like a year in review of that year and just kind of goof on stuff. But we didn't really work out that way.
Yep.
Although I would like to say the highlight of 1984 for me, as I'm looking down my list, was Alyssa Milano on Who's the Boss? Uh-huh. Who I now follow on Twitter.
Do you? Does she do it, say anything interesting?
Actually, I think she followed. Did she follow back?
Uh-oh.
No, well, it's her, like, sales, like, one of her. Let's see, who we got on Twitter.
Are you following the Alyssa Milano line on NFL women's apparel or something?
She has three different Twitter accounts.
Uh-oh.
I dumped one because one was just all, like, freaking marketing crap. Not that I'm trying to offend Alyssa Milano in any way, and if she would like to do an interview on her show, we'd be really happy to have her on. That's not going to happen. I did...
She was just on a TV show series, but it must have got canceled because...
Oh, the one with Mistresses?
Is that what it was called? Mistresses? So, yeah.
I did get... my thing isn't running right now for whatever reason. I don't think we mentioned it last week, so it happened this week. Our Podsmack Twitter handle got mentioned on another on a Kevin Smith podcast.
Yep.
Which is very happy about. I submitted a what they call an edumahancement on their show. I know Joe doesn't listen to many or any podcasts, which basically the show is pretty funny. They have a guy who used to write for The Tonight Show.
Yep.
Which for Jay Leno. So I think he was the one guy who gave him like the one funny joke a week.
Oh, all right.
But him and Kevin Smith do a show, and it's called Edumacation, and they have four categories, and for a topic for each category. And if they say something wrong or something you can add, they encourage you to write, you know, send them the stuff. So the gag they was talking about, there's an article or urban legend about all these Atari cartridges buried in the New Mexican desert. There's all these ET cartridges that no one bought because the ET game sucked.
Yeah.
Did you play it?
Watched somebody play it, and I was like, this is awful. So I was like, I ain't wasting my time on this.
In fact, I think you'd win it like in 10 minutes. and this was back when Atari games were, the simplest games were like real hard.
Yeah.
I remember playing Adventure on the hardest level, and it was like took forever to win. I bought one of those little controllers to plug into the TV with Adventure.
Yep.
I solved I did the hardest one like in like a minute. And I'm like, oh, that was so, that was so fun. Brought back so many good memories. Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad I wasted $20 on this. That brought back so. But anyway, so I had did the math for him because Kevin Smith was trying to visualize what, because the rumor was that there's a million cartridges, which there's probably not, but he was trying to visualize what a million Atari cartridges would look like.
Yeah.
So I did the math and said if you were able to stack them like flat from top to the bottom, it would be about 12.4 miles tall. And so that ended up getting mentioned. They ended up going off on a tangent about, like, if you just... So it's... Because planes fly at, like, 6 miles high.
Yeah.
So if you jumped out of a passenger airplane and you saw this thing, could you slide down it and be safe? And then it took... And then they just completely went off the rails. You want to talk about going off the rails? The other thing with this show is Kevin Smith, while he's doing it, is basically smoking weed.
Yeah.
So he is coming up with just this weird stuff. So he says he's more familiar with Jaws. So how many... He's like, well, how many Jaws, if you stack them up... If you were like, if you were to stitch them together and make a Jaws caterpillar, yeah. Like, and they were talking about like Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible jumping off, and then someone getting eaten by the top Jaws and just getting crapped out, and then eaten and crapped out. Yeah. So this is how this thing went. And they went.
Yeah, they
like,
really went.
So it's like, you know, what would be better? You know, the Atari cartridges or the Jaws? Yeah. So that show is legitimately funny. I think if you're gonna listen to one, that one's one to listen to, and. So then later I had sent them, I did a graphic for them, sent it, I don't know if they'll mention that, but I called it Jaws-a-pillar.
Yeah.
So I had all these great white sharks, like, made them look like they were stitched together, and they had skydivers above them.
Yeah.
So they appeared, they favorited the tweet, so I don't know if they mentioned, but whatever. Where was I going? Other than the fact that Alyssa Milano was hot, still is hot, and... But let's be honest, you know.
Yeah, she's still hot.
Do I have a Alyssa Milano trivia question? No, but I do have a Beverly Hills Cop trivia.
Oh, all right.
Prior to Eddie Murphy, who was originally tapped to be Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, man. I'm trying to let's see. This is 84?
Yep.
Who was out there in 84? I have no clue.
Okay, man. They originally signed Mickey Rourke.
They
gave him $400,000 to hold him to do the movie, but it took forever, so he, like over a year or whatever, so they released him. And then they wanted to get Sylvester Stallone to do it, and they were going to let his brother play the, you know, Eddie Murphy's buddy who gets killed?
Yeah.
They were going to have his brother play that part, and Stallone turned it down to do Cobra.
Yep.
Which probably... pissed his brother off because that was a that would have been a nice job.
Yep.
So they end up giving it to Eddie Murphy, but they were also looking at Richard Pryor, Al Pacino, and James Caan.
Yep.
But this is what I don't get. And if I was Eddie's brother Charlie, who, by the way, who doesn't love Charlie Murphy?
Yeah, I know. I like Charlie Murphy.
He should be upset that this fact. Be like, well, why couldn't, if they're going to give it to Stallone's brother, why couldn't you?
Yeah.
Have
him? Yep.
What's up with that?
How old would he have been back then, though?
Charlie's older.
Oh, Charlie's older?
Yeah, I believe he looks older.
Yeah, he does look a little older.
I mean, he may
but have... it could be the stress.
I was going to say, he may have lived a little harder. I don't know. So there's a piece of trivia there. What else? You want to talk about the controversial topic we have?
Sure.
The Leslie Jones Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh.
Now, neither of us really watched Saturday Night Live, but we've seen, well, at least today I showed Joe the skit. I saw it a little earlier this week, and to get his take on it, should we set the skit up? Or?
Yeah, set it up.
You want me to set it up?
Yeah, you can set it up.
All right. Basically, Leslie Jones is, would you say, a rather... large black woman. Yeah. And large not mean overweight or fat, just big.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 6 foot tall, a little broad.
Yep.
Kind of like if my bocce, which is postural grammar, was taller, she'd probably look similar because my bocce had like shoulders like me.
Yep.
She was freaking just, you didn't mess with her. You know, look, imagine Ivan Putski, but in a dress. That was my bocce.
Nice.
I love her.
Yep.
She scared the crap out of me sometimes. Anyways. So she does this bit. We're talking about, you know, what's her name? I don't want to mispronounce the name. The one who won Lupita.
I don't know how to say her name.
Well, whatever. The Lupita who won the Oscars.
Yeah, Oscar,
and all that crap. I'm sorry. I don't watch that movie, so I don't know. Anyways, after talking about her being, what, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah,
she went
was it Peoples or something?
Something like that.
Yep.
Which, by the way, no. Do we need to go over my list?
See, and the thing is, it shouldn't say the most beautiful person in the world. It should say, like, celebrity or actor. Or yeah. Because, you know, there are people out there hotter that aren't famous.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, can we just go off on a little sidetrack before I get back to this? Because there's something that's been bothering me. And you posted on Facebook, and I think you got a similar response to me from Patriot fans about the photo of Tom Brady. With the blonde faux hawk, rocking the red pants, and the blue plaid shirt. And I will say, I'm not a I'm a Redskins fan, but I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Broncos fan.
Yep.
Peyton Manning would no way in hell be caught dead in that outfit. Yep. And by the way, the thing I was getting is, well, Giselle's hot and he wanted him to do that. Well, okay, first off, Giselle, not so hot.
Nah, she's not that hot.
They're like, whoa, she's a supermodel. You know what supermodel means? You're tall and skinny and can fit into the clothes. Yep. That's all it means. I'm not saying Giselle's ugly. I'm just saying if you put her in a room with probably 150 people, I wouldn't be able to pick her out.
Yeah, not, she's just all right.
Yeah. But anyways, now we were getting some feedback on that. And where was I going? Oh, Giselle. Yeah, Giselle not being. Basically, my point is Giselle's not hot.
Yep.
And you Patriot fans, just you have to laugh at it because he looks like an idiot. You know?
And you know, if it was Peyton Manning that did that, they'd be killing him.
Oh my god! I that's why I said.
But since it's Brady, like, oh no!
I said if it was any other quarterback, I said, well, I wouldn't do that to Peyton Manning because he's good. No, shut up! If it was anyone else, you guys would be. I would. If it was my freaking quarterback of my team, I would be slaying him right now. I mean, I was giving grief over the fact he unveiled a new logo for himself. I mean, I did give him credit.
You know, RG3?
RG3 made it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I don't know if it was on Twitter or Instagram. He said he unveiled, like, a new logo. And it was like, I will say this, it does look pretty cool, but it's like, I don't see why it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm all fought for.
Well, maybe they're trying to market it or something.
Whatever. Like I said, if you can't laugh at the players on your team, then you got a problem. Or it just means you're oversensitive knowing that Tom Brady isn't as good as Peyton Manning.
That's actually not that bad.
What, the logo? Yeah. I told you, it's a cool logo because they make the R look like the G.
Yeah.
I ain't saying it's not a cool logo, but to make a big announcement like on Twitter or something about is kind of like, and for the fans, I have a new logo.
As personal logo. Yeah.
Unless we're going to change and make everyone happy and call the Redskins now the RG3. Which, actually, I'm going to tie this into what we're talking about right now. But anyways, back to what's going on with Leslie Jones. So her joke is saying that back in slave days, her dating life would be better because she would have been, the plantation master would have made sure she had, like, the biggest, strongest male to mate with.
Yep.
To produce, as she calls it, super babies or whatever. And she went off and talking about, like, I don't want to, because I can't do the delivery she did.
Yep.
But I don't know. A lot of people gave her flack over it. I thought, as I said, I said, that's messed up, but it's funny. Whoopi Goldberg was very much in favor of her, but there's a lot of people that were slamming. And she went on Twitter and started slaying her critics. You know, and basically saying, you know, and she was upset at the black community that was coming out against her for it. Because saying, you know, this, you know, don't you, basically, you know, if you can't make fun of stuff. Now let me just ask you, Joe, what did you think? Did you find that offensive or did you find it funny or both?
It kind of both, you know, because it is a tough topic. You know, it's still, because, you know, I can't even say minority. I just say blacks still aren't looked at, you know. Even if you're like a black Spanish, you still got the white Spanish people freaking killing you, man, because you're dark, you know. So it is kind of a tough, touchy subject. But yeah, and then you can see that there is like some truth to it too. Like, yeah, she would have had to be.
It's definitely what she said is definitely true. Let's not make qualms about it. Definitely happened. Yep. And for the record, I like to say my ancestors didn't get here until 1900. So, Polish Italian, they shoveled us into one spot. But no, like I said, it's messed up. But it's one of those messed up funny things you got. It's like when which actually I thought was more messed up. But it's like when there's a tragedy and then like 3 months later people start making jokes about.
Yeah.
You know, is it too soon or is it not too soon? But I mean, I firmly believe people have a right to be offended by whatever they want.
Yep.
But you have to admit, it was funny. And the way she was delivering it, you can tell. There's a difference between what she said versus what Clive Bundy had said.
Or
freaking Duck Dynasty guy about, you know, people being better off as slaves. Like, no, it's completely different. She's very sarcastic.
Yeah.
And these guys are being straight up, this is what they think.
Yep.
You know, settle down, people. It's comedy. Now, let me ask you, if Lisa Lampanelli said something like that.
Well, that's Lisa Lampanelli, you know?
she gets a pass for everything.
Plus, she's, like, married her to a black dude or whatever. And that's all she bangs.
Allegedly. Although she's complaining now because she says the skinny Asian women are taking all the black guys from her. she used to say she was the best friend, and now. But Lisa Lampanelli, I will say, she just kills everybody.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't care who you are.
Yeah, and you got to take it with a grain of salt. Yep. You can't laugh at yourself. We were watching ESPN. We went out to lunch yesterday, me and a couple guys at work, and Sal Palatonio was on talking about the draft, and one of the guys we eat lunch with looks at him and he goes, you know, I listened to Sal, and if he wasn't doing ESPN, I would think he'd be a mobster or something. I was like, really? What? Italians can only be... Yeah. I was like, what? The only jobs Italians can have are mobsters or jumping on turtles.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you get the reference. Because seriously, that's... If you ask someone to pick a famous Italian, you're either going to be a mobster or Super Mario. And you know what annoyed me about Super Mario? The mushroom he eats in there. It ain't an Italian mushroom. It ain't a portobello. Why does it gotta be this freaking weird looking thing? And I'll tell you what, if you really want to encourage a stereotype, Super Mario Brothers should have been like this. You get Mario, you walk out to a phone booth, he makes a call, Cadillac pulls up, three guys get out, they bring Koopa out in a sack, throw him in the trunk, and that's it. You never see him again. Game over. That's how that game should be played. It should be won in about, you know, 5 minutes. You know? But, I mean, I don't know how many mob movies I have to sit there and watch. I'm like, really? Can't you do anything else for us? You know?
But obviously, you like them because you keep watching them.
You know, I do get fed up to a certain point. And by the way, Jersey Shore had to be the worst thing that ever happened to a
Italian. Yeah.
The idea that's how the majority...
See, I think that's just Jersey people. But then half of them aren't, most of them aren't even from Jersey.
And some of them aren't even Italian.
Yeah, sorry, yo.
That's awful. So anyways, but yeah, and then tying into, you know, people being offended. And as a Redskin fan, I don't find the team name or logo offensive at all.
Yep.
And quite frankly, the logo, let's be honest, we're not talking about Chief Wahoo.
Yeah. If anything, they got...
That is offensive.
Yeah.
I
mean, wide-eyed.
Excuse me, I don't mean to be offensive or anything, but he's like the little Sambo of Native Americans.
Yeah.
And it's like, how much more offensive can you be? And it isn't like, you know, I mean, the Redskins, I mean, looks like a proud...
Yeah. Proud like a warrior.
Yeah. Now, if the Redskins change their name, the only acceptable name I will allow them to change it to would be the Braves, if not.
Yep.
Because they used to be the Braves. I will then boycott the team, much like I boycotted my Lakers when they traded Shaq away.
No problem. We got room. I got an application for you to become a Broncos fan in a car. I'll get it for you.
Yeah, I'd have to wait for them to fire Elway first.
That's not happening.
For some reason, I don't like John Elway.
Why? Because he's good?
No. And you know what? You would think, because the quarterbacks I tend to like play that style of game. But for some reason, Elway and Aaron Rodgers, I don't like.
Yeah.
There's something about him I just look at like, these guys look like dicks.
So, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
Brett Favre.
I love Brett Favre.
I was so happy when he went to Minnesota and actually had that season he had there.
I don't like Brett Favre. I don't think he's as good as everybody thinks he is.
Well, here's the thing with Brett Favre. The reason why he throws so many interceptions is he's a guy who played... He didn't play not to lose. He played to win. So he would be more tempted to try to make that pass that he probably shouldn't.
Yep.
Whereas you have your typical Tom Brady. He isn't going to... Tom Brady isn't a guy who's going to try to force something. He's going to throw that little underneath pass, let the team punt, and hopefully Vinatieri bails him out. And again, we're going to offend a lot of Patriot people, but Tom Brady, if you want to talk about his three championships that he won, because it was him who did all the work, he hasn't won anything since Vinatieri left. Coincidence? I think not. And by the way, Vinatieri, in Italian. Just want to throw that out there.
Is he? Just because his last name ends in a vowel, doesn't it?
We're claiming him. We're claiming it. It ends in an I. That's close enough.
Was that the Chappelle show, the racial draft or whatever?
Was it when they traded OJ for Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice? Yeah. And that was actually a point that Leslie Jones was making when people were trying to slaughter her over this. She goes, if Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock made that joke, no one would say anything. If it was in a Jay-Z or a Kanye song, they would be called brilliant for doing that. She goes, because I'm a woman, and I say this is what's coming down. She's like, screw you guys. Yep. I'm just going to throw it out even harder now. So it is true. Dave Chappelle got away with a lot of stuff. And again,
the whole Clayton Bigsby skit.
The black Klansman. Yeah. The best scene for me is when he's in the car and you got the white kids next to him listening to rap music. Yeah. And he makes a certain reference to him and the kids get all happy.
Yeah.
And then he divorces his wife. Yeah. Oh my God. That was a good scene. Chappelle, I don't know why he stopped making it, because he quit at the prime.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, there was that episode or that skit, and then for me, the other one that I really liked was the Wayne Brady one.
Yeah. When Wayne Brady's like tough and
Wayne Brady is Denzel from Training.
Yeah, yep, yep. Yeah.
Does Wayne Brady have to choke him? Oh God!
The Rick James one, that's still one of my, that's definitely my favorite.
Well, Charlie Murphy just made
Yeah, it. Charlie Murphy, because he's telling the story.
Charlie Murphy telling that story. Charlie Murphy talking about when he was with Prince. But I like the one with Rick James where he goes, he got sucker punched by. And then Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Oh, God. Now, that's good stuff. You don't get show. I don't know if they can make shows like that anymore.
Well, somebody will eventually be able to come out with something.
Well, people just get touchy now, though. Yeah. I mean, there is a line you don't cross, but come on now. And then, I never saw the movie, but Mel Brooks was saying, like, that movie Blazing Saddles, have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's one where he went way over the top on a lot of stuff. He said he couldn't make that movie today.
Yeah.
Because he was just exploiting all types of different stereotypes across the board. And they're just saying, he's like, I couldn't do that today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why South Park's done with cartoon characters. Cartoon kids.
Yeah?
Well, you think they get... Basically, they were trying to do an Archie Bunker-type character.
All right.
And they thought the only way they could do it is an 8-year-old cartoon character. Only way they could get away with it.
Yep.
I mean, come on, Cartman.
Cartman,
got to be the most bigoted racist.
I know.
You name it. He's just horrendous. But it's funny, and you laugh. And, whatever. We talked about some movies in our... throwback episode, and I don't know if you remember any of the ones you talked about from 84.
No, I didn't keep the notes.
I don't blame you, Joe. It wasn't a good episode. Though there were a lot of big blockbusters. Gremlins, Temple of Doom came out, which I absolutely hate that movie.
You don't like Temple of Doom?
Oh, it was awful. It was the worst Raiders lot. Yeah, I'd rather see Crystal Skull than Temple of Doom. Did you see Crystal Skull? That was awful, because Shia LaBeouf was in it. The Crystal Skull. I'm a spoiler. Skull. The Crystal Skull was about some alien that could dimension travel.
Yeah.
It was dumb. But you know what I liked about it? And this is what everyone hated, was they were in one of those, it was in the 50s, and it was in one of those like test towns where they're in, like, you set off an atomic bomb. Harrison Ford, they was being set off, he hit in a refrigerator. And it blew up, and refrigerator went flying, and it lands, and he gets out of it. And they're like, that's stupid. I was like, that is funny. Because they've always done stuff like that. You're not supposed to take it as realistic. But we were talking about some underrated movies, and we were throwing some of those out, and one of the ones that I think we both enjoyed was The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of long, but...
It's long. It's treated as a document.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could watch that today, though. I don't know if
I definitely couldn't watch it today.
I'm trying to look at the ones that I could watch. All right, this didn't come out in 84, but I just want to throw out a couple movies for you and maybe compare or say which is the what's the better 80s movie.
All right.
We have Berry Gordy's Last Dragon.
Yep.
Now you saw that movie.
Yep.
How would what would you consider? Is that a good movie, or is it a movie that's so bad that it's good?
I actually liked it. You know, it is bad. Well, like, if I watched it today, I'd be like, oh my God, this is awful.
Do you think this movie turned out the way Berry Gordy thought it was going to be, though? Did he realize what it was going to be when he filmed it? Because it is, I guess we can use the term a little campy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's basically two characters that are just the two primary characters. Yeah. You throw in Vanity from Princess Girl.
Yeah.
She went a little crazy afterwards. Yeah. But, yeah. And for those who didn't see it, basically you have this character called Leroy Green.
Yep.
A.K.A. Bruce Leroy. Who wants to basically, you know, become the super Bruce Lee type martial artist. Yep. And then you have his arch rival, which would be Shonuff, the Harlem Shogun.
Yep.
They're kind of spoofing on that whole Bruce Lee thing.
Yeah, the Enter the Dragon type.
And thing. Yeah, and there's some other weird, you know, stereotypical parts. I mean, you got the kid that escapes from the ropes by pop locking.
Yeah,
his brother gets tied up, and he, you know, does a little break dance to escape, as if that's really going to work. But really, I think capitalized on two big things in the early 80s, which was breakdancing and martial arts. Those were growing up. Those were two big things, and for us. And then the other one had another martial arts theme that I'm going to throw at you. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, man. I love that movie. I can still watch that today. It used to come on TNT a lot. Man.
All right. So, obviously, right now, I hear you saying Big Trouble in China would be an 80s movie recommendation over.
Yep. Definitely. Definitely.
That movie, Kurt Russell.
Yep.
Was it the bad guy, Lo Pan?
Yeah, Lo Pan.
And then the flying whatever
the elements or whatever they had
that really appealed to your kung fu sense, didn't it? See, when I saw those guys, granted the game hadn't come out yet, but when the game did come out, I was thinking that's Street Fighter.
Yeah,
that's what that is. And then at the end of the movie, he's driving back, like he leaves the girl.
Yeah, yep.
You know, that kind of tried to be that cool hero guy, and as he's driving away, when he got the Yeti hiding in the back.
Yeah, that was corny. I didn't like that part.
Didn't like that part. Do you like it when they drank the potion and they're like getting ready to fight?
Yeah. No, I just like I definitely like the elements and stuff.
The elements, yeah, that was your favorite part. And I that was the first movie I remember seeing Kurt Russell, and he played that completely over the top,
yep.
Which was, you know, essential for that movie to work. So, yeah, I don't know what year that came out, but that was one of my favorites. So we'll recommend that one.
Big Trouble in Little China. I would definitely watch that again.
Was that you're Googling it now?
Yeah, see what year came out.
See what year. I don't know. I mean, there's music say.
You know, wow, that came right up.
When did it come out? 83 or 82?
Let me scroll. 86.
86. Oh, it's a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember junior high.
That's right. Kim Cattrall was in it.
Yeah. Kim Cattrall. That was, she had that storied movie career where she played the mannequin.
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
What's awful is they came up with Mannequin 2. Did you see the second one?
Nope.
I watched like 30 seconds of it. Didn't have Kim Cattrall in it. I think the only person that returned was the guy who played Hollywood.
Oh, all right.
Man, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep, yep.
You watch Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
They're saying that he's hooking up with that Laura Prepon or whatever her name is. She's, I guess, one of the main characters.
Yep. Oh. Not the main character.
She's the one that used to be in that 70s show.
Which one was she in the 70s show?
She was the one that was dating the main character for a while. Donna?
Oh, yeah, Donna. Yeah, yeah. She's in Orange is the New Black?
Apparently. I think that's what they said. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Oh, yeah, she is in it. Okay. She's like the freaking her old lesbian college lesbian lover. Yeah.
So allegedly they're leaking her to Tom Cruise now.
Yeah.
I don't know what is up with the Scientology stuff, and I shouldn't disparage another religion, but...
Yeah, I know. It ain't even no religion, man. There's some way to make money.
Yeah, I'll delete that out, too. let's see, anything else? Back in the day, did you have a boombox, Joe?
Of course. Who didn't?
Did you have a double cassette or single?
I think my parents only got me a single one.
Yeah, that's what we had, a single one. Yeah. Didn't that feel kind of sucky?
Yeah, because the double you could record. You can record your tape that you just made.
You know what sucked is before boomboxes, though. I remember having to take a tape recorder, like, hold it to a radio or hold it to a TV, and then you like your parent would come in and be like, "Mom, Mom, don't make any noise." And you're like, "Shh," and they'd be like, "Don't shush me." You can't shush your parents. You get whooped for that. Is a song really worth an ass whooping?
Yeah, I know.
Fat laces. Do you rock fat laces?
I had one pair.
What color? Were they a crazy color?
No, they were just like blue or something.
See, I had some like neon color ones back in the day. They didn't fit my sneakers though. They didn't look right.
What kind of sneakers you try to put them with?
I don't even tell, but it's just that the holes I think were so small.
So
they come out, they would be fat, and then they get
and then they get real tight at the edges. Yeah.
Actually, if now knowing I know, I would just.
Yeah, I know.
My mom seeing me take a tool to my shoes. Did you have school clothes and play clothes?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever get caught playing in your school clothes?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's not a pleasant outcome when you get caught in your school clothes.
How about, what was the worst beating you ever? You can say, because, you know, it's Mother's Day. By the way, recorded Saturday.
Yep.
Sunday's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, everyone.
So what was the worst beating your mom ever gave you?
Oh, my mom's beatings were weak. We used to fake cry. We'd be like, yeah, stop, Mom. Stop. You hurt us. But our dad, on the other hand.
I'm going to tell you this story. My mom, me and my brother would laugh.
Yeah.
We would laugh because I forgot how old. We were still obviously in grammar school but we got to a certain point because we have what we call, on my mother's side of the family, the ledger side. That's her father's name, her grandpa. We have what they call a ledger butt. It's huge and it's thick. And she went over and she went to smack us one day and her hand just started to swell up. And me and my brother just were like, what just happened? We just laughed. Like, what was that? My dad was not the one we were afraid of. I did catch, once in a while, I caught one from my dad. And I caught the belt once.
Yep.
And as I learned, don't put your hand in the way.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. So, you know. But the one we were afraid of, as I mentioned, was my bocce.
She
never did anything to us, but my mom would say, I would tell bocce on you. And if you would have saw what she looked like, I said, literally, if you took Ivan Putski and put her in a dress, she was short, she had broad shoulders, and she had, at the time, this giant paddle hanging on the wall, which now I know is a breadboard, but I just looked at it, it looked like a giant paddle. I was just afraid of what... Like I said, she never did anything that would make me think she would.
Yeah.
But, man, I was just afraid. And she didn't take, like... She ran a little restaurant in Chicopee, and she had a lot of, like, union guys going there, and she just would not take crap from anybody. Yep. You know, she would just, you know, smack them inside their head. She was, like, she was old school.
Yeah.
Not to mention, she spoke Polish. Polish is a scary language.
It sounds tough.
It's a scary language. The only thing, and I'm not trying to, you know, disparage any languages, probably some of the nicer languages would be your French and Spanish. Those are nice to listen to. The most abrasive is when I hear my wife speak Vietnamese to her mother back and forth. That's a scary language because it sounds like you're always yelling at each other.
Yeah, that's like when I used to work with a bunch of Russians when I was driving, and they would just be having like a normal conversation, and it sounds like they're like fighting and arguing.
Like, oh my god! And I asked her, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. I was just telling her I'm doing this. And it's weird because she'll talk to her mother in English, and her mother answers back in Vietnamese. And every once in a while, when I hear her talking on the phone to her mother, it'll be English, and she'll switch over to Vietnamese, and she'll go back to English. Makes me wonder.
They're talking about you.
I remember the first night, not the first night, when we went out to dinner, when I met her mother first time, we were out to dinner, and she was speaking Vietnamese to Diem. I'm like, after the evening, I was like, is she talking about me? Because you know, I know, I should have to learn. I'm going to secretly learn.
Yeah, you get
just to make sure.
You can get Rosetta Stone. And...
Yeah. But actually, oh crap. I said her name several times probably in that sentence.
I don't think you did.
I think I did.
Oh, yeah, we'll just review it.
I'll have
market,
to go back.
Market and review it.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think you did, though.
No, I think I know I did. I'll have to go back. I'm going to have to delete a lot of crap now. I was hoping this would be one of our edit-free episodes like last week where Joe announced how he wouldn't kill Hitler as a baby.
And then I changed and said I would. And I still would. I would kill Hitler in a heartbeat.
I should. I was so tempted going out and deleting that. Just saying, I wouldn't kill Hitler. And then editing some other stuff for your...
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would actually torture Hitler.
You would torture a baby.
Yeah, why not? I'm like, this is because of what you would have done.
But let's put this. What do you get out of torturing a baby? They don't know any different.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's, you know what? I would do it in front of his mother. Because she had to raise him like that.
That's the best of stuff, man. Last bit of 1984 trivia, Joe. The video that won MTVA's VMA for the best video of the year. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Madonna's Like a Virgin, Cars You Might Think, Herbie Hancock, Rocket.
MTV?
Yeah. Video Award. Best video.
I think MTV Awards are voted on by the people. Madonna.
Okay, you're wrong again.
Damn!
You got it wrong the first time we played this. You got
That's
it wrong.
That's why I was trying to switch. I'm like, what did I guess the first
time? I believe it was the Cars You Might Think.
The car.
And the only other thing I looked is we had been in the episode before we talked about villains, and then we realized we didn't have any female villains.
Oh, female villains, yeah.
And I had came up with a list of some, and I don't think we're going to talk about it, but I just, basically the ones I came up with, I think we came down to is you had Selma Hayek and Dusk Till Dawn. You had My Girl in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen because she dies and I refuse to watch it.
No, she looks good in it, though. She looks really good. She's badass, too.
She looks good, but I know what happens to her. She ain't looking good with the top of her head cut off.
Yeah, you stop it before then. Hey, spoiler. What people, somebody else didn't see you kill them.
Yeah. I'll spoil it some more. Freaking Man with the Iron Fist. Lucy Liu dies in that, too. And she looks hot in it. She runs a brothel.
She runs a brothel?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she runs a brothel. Originally, they were going to have a guy play the part.
Let me write this down. Man with the iron fist.
You know who works for Lucy Liu in there?
Who?
Jamie Chung.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
And guess what? She dies, too. And she's supposed to be the RZA's, the RZA's girlfriend.
Well, a lot of those are trapped in Japanese movies and Chinese movies. A lot of them are tragedies, you know, where everybody dies at the end.
Yeah, but... why are you killing off the hot ones? The reason why that
makes it more tragic.
The reason why I paid to see the movie in the first place.
Man with the iron fist.
I didn't pay to see the RZA. I didn't pay to see Russell Crowe, although he's not bad in it. The movie just was horrendous.
Oh, was it?
It was the worst. Maybe one of the worst. You know what? You're gonna get fooled, Joe, too, because in the beginning, you're gonna think the movie's gonna be good because they play some Wu-Tang Clan in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's one of the ones off their first albums. I'm trying to remember which one. I can't remember the song, but I was like, the beat comes in. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I'm like, watch it. I'm like, this sucks. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like, really? You guys, Russell Crowe, you really wanted to be in this?
Yeah.
I was like, well, check's a check.
Yeah. Yeah, money's money.
So.
And he's probably like, nobody's going to watch it, so it's not going to ruin my career.
It was so bad. I almost went to see it in the theater, but we missed it. And then we ended up getting it on DVD. And we sat down, we watched it. I felt so bad. I apologize.
She's like, now I get 8 movies to your one.
I was like, this is payback for freaking that second Twilight movie where she cried for 2 hours. She pouted in her freaking... Did you saw that one?
Right? Yeah.
Twilight. Why'd you see him? I had no choice.
Daughter.
Oh. You have to see him.
Yeah, she wanted to watch it. I didn't go to the movies to watch it. Like, we watched the DVD at the house.
See, I had to go to the movies.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have did that.
And I had no choice.
I'd have been like, don't you guys want to just do girl time, you know?
I trust me, I've tried. She looks like one of her friends would be like, oh, I want to see that movie. I'm like, perfect. And I look at her and she goes, oh, no way. You have got to go. I'm like, really? You know I'm just going to sit there and make fun of it. And then you're going to get mad. Like I did in the last Twilight. Did I tell you about that one?
Yeah, because how it's just a vision. Spoiler.
No, not that one. Where she makes this statement at the end where she says something like, I could never love anybody as much as I love you or whatever forever or whatever. Yeah. Like, and I look at her, except for that director. And she just gave... I said her name again.
Yeah, you did say her name. Yeah,
maybe I won't delete that. But
I won't.
Too, it's going to be too much, too numerous.
Yeah.
She just sat there and slapped me. Like, it's true. Yep. She cheated on him. I'm not making this up. Oh. What do you think of her anyways?
She's ugly.
Nothing to write home about? No.
Not at all. I wouldn't even give her a second look.
Yep. She was naked?
Nope.
Nope.
I would look at her from the neck down, but just to see what's there, but...
You want me to delete that one, Joe?
She can keep it in there. I don't care.
No, I was never a fan. She's not even a good actress.
No. She must know somebody.
She knows the director.
Yeah. He's doing favors. He's like, you know, I'm going to recast your part. Oh, please don't.
What was that? What was that again, Joe? What was the sound? Because my sound effect is usually... But either one works, right? Yeah. Oh, God. You want to just call it before it gets any worse? I know.
Joe Jones.
Oh, that was bad.
Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James.